Hello and welcome to Believers Academy. Thank you for joining us. I'm Larry from the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. This is Lesson 5, the same measure of faith originally taught by Brother Copeland from the classic series, The Force of Faith. We are realizing and learning that at the moment we make Jesus Lord, this faith that's on the inside of every born-again believer is the faith of God. Listen, I'm just as excited as Brother Copeland was when he preached it back in 1989. You don't want to miss a moment of this lesson. There's study aids located on this website for you to download. Anytime during the presentation, pause the teaching to look at scripture, make notes, and even rewind. Now, let's get into the Word.
I'll tell you, to realize that God, the Creator of all things, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who raised Him from the dead, has put faith in you and faith in me to walk and live as overcomers. Praise God. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 5, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for it. We ask you now to reveal it to us. Show us how to walk in it. Show us how to feed it. Show us how to develop the faith of God. Father, it's your faith, and we receive it in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to develop it in us. We receive Jesus as the author and the developer of our faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's review just a moment several things. One, you are a spirit. It was the spirit of you that was reborn. The real you is a spirit being. You will live throughout eternity. Every spirit that has ever come into manifestation cannot be put out of existence. Therefore, any spirit that still has the nature of the devil in him, he's never made Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. I'm not talking about your body now. I'm talking about your spirit. Has to be incarcerated in hell itself, because the spirit of man is the highest ranking spirit that God has ever created and stands in that same creative class with God. And we can see through God manifested in the flesh as a man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we can see how powerful a man is in the power of God. We can see in other ways how powerful a man is in the power of darkness and the power of Satan. See certain leaders in the world today that it just would not do to allow that spirit being loose in the earth full of the devil without this body to constrict and restrict that person. So, that's where hell comes in. Now, the Bible says that hell was created for the devil and his angels. But if you belong to the devil, you get the judgment of the devil, and therefore you have to be put in jail with him when your body is removed from your spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your spirit feeds on spirit food and produces a spiritual force, which is called faith. Your mind feeds on the Word of God as intellectual food and produces an intellectual force that's called willpower, power of the will. The physical man eats physical food and produces a physical power or strength that is called strength or physical force. Now, Jesus said those things that are spirit, those things that are flesh. God is a spirit, and those that worship Him in spirit and in truth. Therefore, we contact God in our spirit being. We don't contact Him with our mind. He's not in our mind. He influences our mind, but He's not in your mind. He's in your spirit. Your mind is in your spirit. He is in your spirit. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ, but in order to walk in it, we have to renew our minds according to the Word. Now, I want us to go back again and look in the Word of God. We closed yesterday with this scripture in Romans chapter 12, where the Word of God says in the third verse, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you." He's writing this letter as all other of the letters from the book of Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Philippians, Galatians, Ephesians, Hebrews, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, Titus, Philemon, the book of Revelation. All of these letters are written to the body of Christ. They are written to born again, Holy Ghost indwelt, Holy Ghost ondwelt believers. These people are the ones that these letters are written to. That's the reason you ought to major in these letters. That's where your life is. That's where your faith is. Now listen. "I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according." Now, this is the way we're supposed to organize our thoughts. We're supposed to think according as God has dealt to every man. That's not every man in the whole world. He's talking about saving faith. He's dealt unto every man the measure of faith. Now, what measure of faith is that? All right, let's go over here to the book of Ephesians. Somebody said, "I thought it was mustard grain." No, that's talking about entirely another thing. It's talking about faith, but it's talking about it from an entirely different viewpoint. In the book of Ephesians, the first chapter, the 16th verse, "I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him." You get wisdom and revelation in knowing Him, and it's revealed in you after you were born again. The Spirit of God is in you with that revelation. "That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what the riches of the glory of His inheritance is in the saints." Now listen. "And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward," or toward us, "who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead." Dear Lord, what a question. He said, "I want Him to reveal unto you the answer to this question. What is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe?" His greatness of His power had to be for us, the believer. That's the reason He raised Jesus from the dead. Otherwise, what is the use in sending Him to Calvary for in the first place? He died there for us. "And what is that great power to us who believe, according to the working," the spiritual working of His mighty power, "which He worked in Christ Jesus when He raised Him from the dead?" What does it have to do with us? All right, now, he comes down to the second chapter and says, "You has He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our manner of life in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath." So even before you got born again, you were a spirit, you had a soul, and you lived in a body. But you were of your father the devil. That's what the term Jesus used, talking to some very religious folks, but they were not of God. "And you were by nature the children of wrath, and you fulfilled the desires of the flesh and of the mind. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath made us alive together with Christ." In other words, now you remember it used the words work, the great power that He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. All right, now follow that, because here He's answering that question. What is it? What is the working of that mighty power to me or to you, the believer? Now listen. Even when we were dead in sin, hath made us alive together with Christ, has raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith. By grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any... See, there's that word works again. Not of works, lest any man should boast. No man did this. God did it. For we are His workmanship. He exercised and worked His mighty power in Christ Jesus when He raised Him from the dead. When you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, exactly, not one iota less, of course not one iota more, because it was all of God's power and all of His might was worked in your spirit when you were dead in your sins and trespasses. Jesus was dead in our sins and trespasses. You were dead in your sins and trespasses. And the same working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ Jesus when He raised Him from the dead, He worked in your spirit, raised your spirit from the death of sin and trespass, and raised you up together, made you alive together, together, together. That's what that word together there means. Together in Christ and with Christ. So the same measure of power or faith, the same measure of God's faith that it took to raise Jesus from the dead, it took to raise your spirit from the dead and cause you to be reborn, and that faith and that power that He worked is worked in you, and the power of God's faith is in you now. Praise God Almighty. Somebody shout and say amen with me. Hallelujah. Now then, that measure that God used when He raised Jesus from the dead is the same measure of God's faith that's residing in you now. I said, dear Lord God, if that's true, I mean, God created the heavens and the earth. How come I can't create a planet? Well, it's the same faith. But the Bible said that He created the heavens and the earth through wisdom and understanding. He's a whole lot smarter about using that faith than you and I are. Amen. Oh, yeah. I doubt, seriously, if you could create a BB, much less a planet. Well, what's the difference? It's the same faith. But you and I... Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by His word. You and I don't have that much revelation about faith. That's what we're doing. We're learning about it. Hallelujah. But then right on the other hand, you have done and will do in the future things that are far greater in their scope than creating the heavens and the earth. Because the things that happen to a man, a woman, a female man, a male man, anybody in the species of man to be born again, whoo, glory be to God. That's the most fabulous miracle there is, and it'll come as you minister to someone the words of your mouth, in the words of God in your mouth, your faith flowing out your mouth as you minister to that person, they be born again. Where do you think the miracle faith came from? Came out of your spirit, out of the Holy Spirit as He anointed you to speak the words of the message. And as you're a witness to Jesus, praise God, you lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Cast out devils and speak with new tongues. Praise God. And Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also. And even greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. Well, thank God He went. Hallelujah. Now then. Faith, then, is from God. God has given to every man among us the measure of faith. It is the works of God, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God, this faith, and the grace by which it came. Now, let's go over to the book of Mark because I want to introduce you to something that we're going to discuss and talk about all week that is going to become very, very close to you for the rest of your life, not just on this earth, but the rest of your life, including eternity. The unique part of man, the part of man, not just his spirit part, but the part of him that's like God, that we don't see in any other of God's creation in this earth. And this earth is what we're having to deal with. The part of us that's like God is our ability to choose words and speak them, and thereby choose our own eternal destiny. The Bible said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with his mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, listen to what Jesus said. Now, remember, the faith that is in you, the faith that is in me, the faith to live by, the faith you got saved by, the faith that is product of your spirit. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the very substance of the bringing to pass your dreams and your imaginations in God. Now, there are people that are not of God that teach imagination and visualization. That's all whacked out of place. But that doesn't mean that it is not a truth. And they're using a part of the truth, but we're putting it all together. And in the name of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus Christ over our spirit, soul, and body. Now, listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, have faith in God. This is Mark 11, 23. The cross reference says, have the faith of God. Well, let me ask you something. Do you have the faith of God? Yes, amen. I've been dealt the measure of faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, that is a fact. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That's the mouth of three witnesses out of the New Testament. Let it be established. Now, have the God kind of faith, for verily I say unto you that whosoever, so whosoever will say it can have it. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart or in his spirit, but shall believe that those things which he saith, what are those things which he saith? Those things which he saith are words. Believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And Jesus said, have the faith of God. This is the way you release the faith of God. So we know we have the faith of God if we've made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life. And he said, this is the way you use it or release it. Faith is released in words and corresponding actions. Right now, we're going to major in the fact that our words should be filled with faith. Now, Jesus said, of your words shall you be justified, of your words shall you be condemned, and you will stand judgment for every inoperative or idle, no good word that comes out of your mouth. So, what we must do then is go to God's Word. Since it's God's faith, we go to the exceeding great and precious promises that the Apostle Peter says we become by those promises partakers of the divine nature. We go to the promises, put them in our mouths and speak them, act according to them, and speak to the mountain of sickness, to the mountain of disease, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that his faith and our faith are working together toward the removal of this thing out of our lives, out of our circumstances, and change this natural physical world by speaking faith and acting faith until the thing bows its knee. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Glory be to God.
That concludes our fifth lesson. Go ahead, use these downloads as you study the Word of God. Your faith will grow. Thank you for studying with us at Believers Academy. We're continually adding new lessons so that you definitely want to come back soon. And remember, Jesus is Lord.